Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
But you don't have masters. You don't be a teacher if you have a master's.
That's what I'm thinking.
I advocate for bullying, dude. To an extent, I advocate for
I was a bully beater upper, man. I bullies up in high school.
That's... Okay, I've definitely... been told, I'm standing by what I said. I've been told I gave the bad advice to my kid.
By who?
I was like, by my wife. My wife was like, that's not the right thing to do. My kid came home, she was mad at somebody. I was like, all right, what do they look like? Yeah. What race are they?
I do the same thing.
I started giving her just burners, dude. Just burn the school down type jokes. And my wife caught it right at the end. I almost got away with it. She's like, do not say any of that stuff. I was like, dude, she would have been king of the school if she busted these out.
Struggling to say HVAC tonight. I'm sorry about
it. I always thought it was HVAC. Is it not HVAC?
HVAC, HVAC. Okay, yeah, right. HVAC, yeah.
Same less thing. Syllables if that helps you.
Yes. Yes. I'm just not going to say it anymore.
One of those ABC boys.
All the hard jobs.
Hey, edit it's that just... out and make, hey, who, editor, make Matt sound smart.
Welcome to the Triple T Podcast. We drop the knowledge like it's hot, bringing you the real talk from the streets to the block. Jazzy beats rhyme so tight, we'll make your head nod. Triple T crew taking over the game, y'all better applaud. Step into the cypher, feel the vibe, we got the style. Representing hip-hop, going an extra mile. From east coast to west, we break it down the walls. Triple T Podcast, we here to answer the call. Triple T in the house, the call.
We're back. We're talking nerd stuff backstage, and we debated if we were going to press live and talk nerdy or just let it go, and we just decided to send it. And the voice you're hearing, that's me, that's Matt. We have Goot. We have Burley. Back at
what
it. Appreciate you, fellas. I love the pre-record. We have a set day that we record, and we've hit it like once since you guys have been on here. So appreciate the flexibility and being able to record whenever. It's a beautiful thing. And shout out Riverside. Not a lot of love for them. Not a friend of the show, but it works pretty good for me.
They could be. I would love them to be a friend of this show.
I would love to be a friend of this show, be a friend of Rage and Pillage, which is Burley's show. Make sure you guys check that out. And Goot. Also, we're all on the Body Wrong podcast, which, hey, we just last week, we put out a what do we call it? A celebrity
death pool.
Something
unaliving.
Derby.
Unalive derby.
Yeah, unalive derby.
No, I had it. It was something. No, it wasn't unalive. It was CDD.
Deceased?
It was a fancy word. I'm going to have to look it up.
Deceased is kind of fancy.
And it was funny because we had some technical difficulties on there. So it was an interesting show. A departure derby. Celebrity departure derby.
Celebrity departure derby. CDD.
So check that out and see how he did. I'm gonna hopefully Euban, when he gets the internet back, he's gonna post it up there and maybe we'll get some comments to see who the viewers think did the best.
Fucking hilarious show.
It was good.
Gotta be a part of it.
It was good.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to stop this nerdy talk for a second.
Yeah.
I've got something for you.
Ooh.
Can you type in...
Oh, boy.
AI grading tests in Texas. I want y'all's thoughts on this, okay?
Okay.
So Texas just recently did a thing where they're going to set up AI. You know those tests that you would take that were fill in the little dots, and like then there'd SOLs? Be like some do what?
Like standard is for us it was it's called SOLs, yeah.
Like standardized testing or whatever. But they would also have like some word, you know, write out your answer stuff on there as well.
What's basically What am I typing in? I'm not fine.
Texas using AI to grade standardized tests. Maybe try that.
Grading tests. Okay. Instead of person grading open-ended questions, artificial will grade the majority of that one there. Just like yep. a news article?
Yes.
This one is from CBS19.tv.
I'm on that one too.
Okay. This lady's talking to me. I wasn't expecting. Sorry. All right. So let's pull up the website again for anybody watching. Okay. Shout out CBS 19. Brayton Tejas. Tyler Tejas. This is wild. So you've read a little bit about it. Was this what yes. you were telling me that you wanted to bring up on the show? I did not read any of it.
Okay.
I read the wrong article then. God damn.
This is this is super interesting to me. So we'll hit the highlights right here. Like, so instead of a person grading the open-ended questions, you know, like you have to fill in the whole blank and write out like what's the reasoning for whatever. Mm-hmm. The artificial intelligence will grade the majority of these types of questions. So it's kind of messed up because it's going to take away if a kid's super creative with their answers and stuff, like it's just going to say, nah, you know, just like,
yeah.
Now there is a stipulation in there. So if the AI deems it cannot make a decision, then a mm-hmm. human will do it. But what's the threshold, right?
Yeah. Right here it says, according to the Texas Tribune, the agency is going to save around $15 to $20 million each year by having AI grade open-ended questions instead of having a person go through each written response.
So here's the question on that. I'm not sure what your old lady does, Goop, but I know that me and Matt are in the education field as far as our spouses.
Yes, I was going to say we are not. There's no way they're going to let us work in schools.
I'm not allowed 5,000 feet from a school. So when teachers are in the summertime, a lot of them will do temporary grading mm-hmm. just to kind of subsidize their income, right? And so that'll be like a little few weeks summer job or whatever. This is going to remove 70% of those people.
Yeah. Yikes. Dumb. I mean, I've even read things, and I'm sure you guys have, that right now or projected within so many years, AI is set to take over like 300 something million jobs. It was almost the population of the U.S. jobs that'll be removed with AI throughout the world in a little bit. I mean, this is tough. You get people that are relying on this extra income, and now it's gone because of AI. But what about the fatigue factor, I guess, or potential teachers just being like, nah. I mean, there has to be a reason other than the money, right? Was there an issue, or is it just like, hey, we found this technology and we can save a lot of money?
From what I understand, it's a way to save money. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The education system's fucked. We know that. I mean, mm-hmm. all three of us had shitty teachers when we were kids that just didn't give a fuck, right? But I chalk that up to them not making any money, dude.
That's the sad part. Just the fucking government and like how they control all this different shit and like the spending plans, and it doesn't fucking work. It's upside down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Our whole budget's upside down.
So yes. Let me ask you this, because in my state, you have to have a master's to be a teacher.
God damn.
Really?
You have to, which is a 4-year education and then a 5th year. To be a teacher, and that's high school level. And I know in Texas, you can have a high school education and go be a teacher. Is that correct?
No. You have to have a bachelor's to be like a real teacher. But you don't have masters. You don't be a teacher if you have a master's.
That's what I'm thinking. But yeah. And the reason I asked that, I have family in Texas, and I'm pretty sure that at least one of them is a teacher, and I don't know if they ever went to college.
Are they truly a teacher? Are they like a sub or something like that?
Because I don't know.
You can be a sub and be, have your associates or something like that.
Okay.
But you got to have an actual 4 year to be a teacher.
Or like a certificate on the side for what, specialized training or teaching.
No, from what I understand, it has to be like a real degree. Yeah.
But it can be in anything. Teachers.
I assume there's got to be some sort of courses, you know, covered for that, you know, but
you would think, but I mean, most of the time when you go to college,
they could go do an, be an electrical engineer and go teach, you know, English class.
True.
Cause they're all Indian.
No, I put my charging station in. I read a fucking book and looked at YouTube. I'm like, I can fucking do this. Nailed it.
Yeah. So it's just wild to me, dude. Like, I really feel like the teachers, if they were getting paid more, you'd get better teachers for sure.
Oh, yes, no doubt.
You know, and then now even more about to get fucked. And yeah, dude, there's a, so my oldest kid's school is only 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because they had trouble finding enough teachers in the district.
Oh my God.
So they just moved everything to 4 days a week. Nobody wants to be a teacher anymore, dude.
What, could you blame them?
No.
I mean, your state might be a little bit different, but in this state, you can't hit the kids anymore, whether you think it's right or wrong. There's no fear of these kids, you know, so they know that they can go in there. It's kind of like the people with the big trucks. They usually say somebody, at least in this area, when they get out of a really big jack lifted truck, they're usually really small. And it's the same thing. You got these small little mouthy, you know, shitheads that are in these school districts that can just run their mouth knowing that they can't get popped. I can tell you right now. Yeah, go ahead.
So game changer. So with Elon Musk developing the robots, say that replenishes like teachers and like the workforce. How would you feel about your kids being taught by a fucking robot?
I mean,
it's going to be a whole thing, dude. They don't even want drag queens in the library, much less robots in the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, you like how that, I don't know how that works together, but in my head it made sense.
Both sides.
I mean,
same, right?
I mean, imagine this. Like, you know, you were not allowed to hit them, but maybe a robot's allowed to discipline a kid.
Just
I mean,
when zap. We went
zap, something, shock. You know, I mean, sometimes they just need this. I mean, when I remember going through school, being younger, and, you know, if you ended up in the high school wing or something, you weren't going to run up your mouth to a high school guy, or they're going to throw you off a locker, throw you in a locker, give you a swirly. There was always that little bit of a fear, and that's usually pretty decent. Because now what if this mouthy kid goes to, say, a school here, K-12 small, he thinks he's going to go down to New York City and run his mouth because nothing can happen to me in this world. You're done, bud. I mean, you got to have some real life here. And there was those people in school. It was almost like, hey, we're not quite here to learn, but sometimes I'm just going to take out my shitty home life on you, mouthy little brat. You know what I mean? Like,
I advocate for bullying, dude. To an extent, I advocate for
I was a bully fucking beater upper, man. I fucked bullies up in high school.
But they needed that too. It's a give and take. It's a two way street.
It's a balance. Yes.
Yeah. There's a balance to it, dude.
Bullying. What we think is bullying and what these kids think are bullying are very different. I mean, kids were kids. Kids are assholes. Kids are going to say mean things. Kids are going to do that. But like Goot said, we were a very small school. Nobody was a bully. There wasn't anybody that was just completely, you know, trying to ruin somebody's life just because they were having a bad day. If it was there, some kids took care of it.
Yeah.
You get in a fight, it was over with, it was done, it stopped. Nowadays, you know what I mean? Even where we are, you got third, fourth, fifth graders that have these phones for some goddamn reason, and they're doing things, they're saying things, and it's becoming a thing. Like, it's...
they can't escape it. That's the thing. Even the kid that was getting bullied at school got to go home and just, like, be alone for a while. Yeah. Now it's online, dude. So, like, they can't escape the bullying. Dude. It's
fucking... You know, and we
should be
we
a
all
class on
made.
Making mean memes.
AI will do it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
if you
back
know how
the day,
to use it, if you know how to use it, that's
if you know, how to, use
know
it.
How to use it.
But I'm pretty sure all of us got made fun of at some point in our lives. Every single one of us. To a point where you were upset, but you learned how to handle it. You either became a bitch and just kind of mulked and just shut your mouth for a little bit, or maybe you just weren't a bitch and you still just shut your mouth, let it go, because you know that there's always the next thing. It's not always going to be you. You know, some other kid's going to do something stupid, and then it's going to be them. But it was the kids that just kept antagonizing And it's almost like they liked getting the attention. And they were the ones that, if you can, you know, you showed the emotion, this is some free stuff. Kids, yeah. And I don't know how it works these days, but it was a thing.
He's giving me a bad flashback to a high school basketball. We were playing one school and they beat us with a buzzer beater. Fucking crowd rushes the court. And I was a pretty good player and there's people screaming in my fucking face. And my eyes lit up. I was ready to fucking start swinging. My AD comes running, grabs me. There's two other cops and like just takes me to the fucking, you know,
locker room.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, they're like, Goot, you okay? Goot, you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. You saved their lives. I'm going to go pace back and forth now. Fuck
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go burn this off.
I'm going to finish my manifesto.
But like I said, kids are assholes. I mean, you know, we all have kids as well. And I don't, you know what I mean? Maybe they're younger, maybe the same age, but every once in a while, I mean, from our youngest to our oldest, stuff happens at school. Things are said, you know what I mean? And they will come home mad. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if I can properly give them, you know, the right thing to do, because I think I've been out of school 20 something years now. Like, it's changed.
Yeah, that's okay. I've definitely been told, I'm standing by what I said. I've been told I gave the bad advice to my kid.
By who?
I was like, by my wife. My wife was like, that's not the right thing to do. My kid came home, she was mad at somebody. I was like, all right, what do they look like? Yeah. What race are they?
I do the same thing.
I started giving her just burners, dude. Just burn the school down type jokes. And, my wife caught it right at the end. I almost got away with it. She's like, do not say any of that stuff. I was like, dude, she would have been king of the school if she busted these out. You
know? Yeah. Yep. It's a tough thing. Like I said, middle school is the worst. I mean, yeah, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. You're trying to find out kind of, you know, are you the jock? Are you the punk? Are you this? And kids are just assholes. And there's a lot of, and I'm sure it's everywhere, and there's not a lot of stuff to do here being in a small town. So there's bored kids. There's a lot of just rough upbringings, you know what I mean, where kids are, you know, exposed to things a lot earlier. And some of it's because of the internet. Some of it's just because, you know, a lot of the parents are, you know, just, hey, here's a tablet. Here's a device.
Not that
we weren't, a lot of us, raised by a TV. But our TV couldn't get to every goddamn thing in the world like this.
Exactly.
So I heard this thing.
Outside.
Yeah.
I heard this thing recently that, you know how like when internet hit our homes, first thing we did was try to find porn, right?
Yeah.
Chat rooms, porn, all that stuff. First thing we wanted to do. Even girls,
the inventor of the internet, that's what he wanted it for.
Yeah, that's it, dude. Is like, this isn't for the military. I'm trying to see, you know, other boobs around the world. But even girls that I knew growing up, like, that was the first thing they did. They didn't admit it back then, but nowadays they're just like, yeah, that's what we were doing. So, okay. Apparently, some study came out that kids like don't look at porn the way we did. It's just always been there, so they're just like,
I've heard that on some other shows.
Like kids are having less sex now, less kids are smoking, less kids are drinking. It's it's wild. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This
and
the
they're
locals
not getting bullied anymore. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, guys. The world was better in the 90s. Can we just say that?
It was. I agree. Check out 90sdresser.com.
Yeah, 90sdresser.com for all your 90s nostalgia.
Boom.
Flashbacks.
Maybe Dare. So it took 20 something years for Dare to finally start working, apparently, if they still have it in school. Mm-hmm.
They do, yes.
Do they?
Good yes.
I broke that contract a long time ago.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah, I saw the local schools, they publish it on like a local website or whatever. They do the surveys like how many kids have smoked or how many smoke or how many do this or this or this. And almost every one of these schools in these high schools are like 98, 97, 99% have never smoked.
It's wild.
And it's just like, holy shit.
Either they're amazing liars or, you know, they're just, you know, I don't know. I don't know anybody that smokes anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a couple of friends that still do. And then a couple that tried to do the vaping and realized like, holy shit, this is worse. And I'm using it way more. So I'm going to go back to smoking.
of the people that I hang around with and pal around, I'm the only person who's a nicotine user, and this is it. You know, no, none of them smoke, and they used to all be chain smokers. Nope. You know, so like, it's all like gone yeah. away. It seems like.
I'm that guy who never smoked before.
I've never.
Yeah, I didn't drink.
I didn't drink till I go to. I went to college.
Can't agree with the drinking thing. I did that a lot at a young age, but the smoking the cigarettes just was never a thing for me, and the chewing definitely was a thing. But
dude, I was trying to do it all.
But again, but was it because we just were like, does it happen because we were bored kids trying things, and maybe the kids aren't as bored? You know what I mean?
It was because everybody was telling us not to. Yeah. That's why. And I was a fucking little rebel bastard. I know what I was, you know.
Yeah.
I was always in fights and trying to do everything anti what everybody was telling me to. That was that kid.
I think like you would just rage and pillage.
I would rage and pillage, sir. Mm-hmm. I've never had to tell my kids not to smoke, and I don't think they're ever around it, you know. They know what it is, obviously, but they're not like.
Yeah, mine are appalled and like so grossed out when they see something. Almost like it's like against the law when they see. Yeah. Oh my! Do you see that person smoking? That is so bad. And I'm like, you're right, it is. And if I ever see you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, cool, you know.
Yeah, my kids do that for my brother-in-law. If they see him doing that, they're like, they're repulsed by it. I'm like, he can't do his freedom. Like, don't do it though.
The smell of the cigarette smoke gets me now. There's a few bars in Houston you can still smoke inside.
Oof.
And when I go inside, it takes a little while to get used to. It's tough. Yeah.
I remember back in the day, opening the doors to like the bowling alley and the smoke was just because it was the bowling alley bar. And it was just normal. But I knew a lot of bartenders, like old school bartenders that developed asthma and all this stuff. They never smoked a day in their life. But just from it being around, it was rough. But kind of my brain just went here. I went been trying to do like nice walks with the big dog and stuff, tire that big bastard out. Going through a walk the other day, and I actually posted it on X because I wanted to remember, and I was keeping track on there, or Twitter. Sorry, I can't believe I called it X. Twitter.
Yeah.
My bad. All right, I'll edit that one out. Twitter. I was walking by, and I was like, I just want to see things that I see on my walk, and it was like Bush Light can, Keystone nice. Ice, Bush Light can, Zin. Right. And it was like a couple hubcaps here, there, just a couple of, you know, but there was a ton of Fireball shooters. Oh. And I got thinking, I was like, you know what? I didn't see and this was the biggest shocker to me because now I'm like trying to picture people that are just throwing shit out the window in my brain. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, these goddamn Bush Light Zen drinkers, they're obviously probably a little bit younger at this point because apparently Bush Light and Zen, but I didn't see one pack. Cigarettes. I didn't see one cigarette butt, nothing associated. I might have saw like a part of like a vape or something. I'm like, son of a bitch. There was empty Jack Daniels bottles, this weird blue bottle. And there was a lot of shit that I was writing down. And I'm like, holy, there was not one pack of cigarettes.
You don't see it anymore.
Like, I was like, holy shit. Either people that smoke are so old school that they're like, I'm not going to. But I still swear, and I want to put up a trail cam, but I don't own the land. I think it's a goddamn Amish. I think because it's in a valley, so you can't really be seen. I think that's where they're throwing it before they get back. They're throwing all their empty. They because the Fireball you can buy at the checkout in our state now.
Nice.
So I think they just buy a bunch of them. They shoot them, and then they just chuck them all right on the side of the road.
Oh, Jebediah is a real piece of shit. He's pissing off just the Indians.
I mean, if they got to they gotta get pretty drunk up to get home to the wife to make the seventh kid, you know? Especially if it's not on a Sunday.
Get the blood going.
Dude, that hairy-legged Amish women got to be the worst.
Of course, our buddies have talked a lot. We've seen a lot of Amish women. One time, one buddy, him and his wife, saw an attractive Amish. His wife looked and was like, God damn,
she is unicorn.
I mean, there was one, and I mean, I've lived up here for some years. They've lived up here their whole life, seen a lot of Amish. One.
We're all related, right?
I mean, I think a lot. We looked it up one time, Yubin and myself, and I think just about all of the Amish families come from like five or definitely under 10 entire. Like, it's shockingly low how all of them in the U.S. are.
With every generation, their eyes are getting closer together. Yeah.
I tell you what, they work their dicks off, though. They are working sons of bitches.
They helped me build my house. Like,
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One guy was like John Wick. Like, he had his other hats, right? And there started like overcast came over. Like, they ran to the car and got their like protective covers for their hat. I'm on top of the roof. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, but they came back. They were fucking sprinting like up the fucking ladder, back up there, helping me. I'm like,
wait. I love you guys. They helped you build your house.
Yeah.
Did they run any wiring?
That was a separate contracting.
Okay.
Did. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't trust Amish wiring, I'm being honest with you.
Or plumbing.
Yeah, or plumbing. Yeah.
Yep. So there's a burn ban in our area right now because obviously it's drier, which is ironic because it's really wet. But the conditions and everything, and the Amish, they don't go by any of the rules, by any of the laws. So they were doing a big old fire and it got out of the hand. Burned a big field, and it cost probably a pretty big fine. I don't know, but there was a lot. Three different fire departments had to come, put this thing out, and then a couple hours later, it reignited, so they had to come back. And it's just like, come on.
Well, how are they going to know about the burn ban? It's not like they have TV or radio or
they
don't
down.
Have it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just like they don't have all those cell phones when that one, you know, nationwide thing, and then all of the Amish got busted with the cell phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't.
I'd be such a bad Amish, dude. I can't get out of my head the smell when delivering back shots to your missus. You know, just.
I mean, you've never gone camping and had done any of that Kansas.
My wife will not go camping with me.
Fair enough.
You know, it's just me and that pretty little sheep. That's it.
Fair. A lot of sheep up here. I heard today, this has nothing to do with sheep, but the plumbing and electrical thing that you were just talking about, that the blue collar jobs are like diminishing
really
fast.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Nobody's going to trade schools. Nobody's, you know, doing the plumbing. Nobody's doing the electrical contracting. Like, these contractors are having to hire people that aren't qualified, that have never done it, more or less like lazy high school kids, just because they have to have a body, and the turnaround time sucks. The, you know, it's taking them there. And you got to think, it's all these, what were they, baby boomers or whatever, that generation, they're about to retire, but nobody's stepping up. And I mean, my neighbor is my cousin next door, and his kids, I think, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, somewhere in there, starting to go to trade school and stuff, loves HVAC. And I'm like, dude, and for my day job being in that business, there isn't some young bucks coming up. I mean, there's nobody around here within five years. Most of them are there. So it's like, if you want to work your ass off, you want to make a lot of money, you can go to HVAC school, plumbing school, any of that stuff. You can get a 1-year certificate, know everything you need to know, and start your own business. Like, at least go work with somebody, learn the business side. I don't know if you quite learn the business side. You can learn how to physically do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn, you know, that. You could have a very, very, very good career. One of my best friends growing up, and him and his brother own an HVAC company, and they are so goddamn busy. And they are some of they grew up farmers. They are some of, if not the hardest workers I've ever seen. The two of them will outwork 6 to 7 guys on job sites, I've been told.
Nice.
Commercial job sites. Like, they are unbelievable. But what comes with it, yes, they do very well, but they're pretty much working 7 days a week.
It's nonstop. Like,
nonstop.
I've had so many people ask me for like plumbing help or like to help around the house. I'm like, that's just basic to me. You can't do it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's
But everybody wants the white collar job, the YouTube, the video game, the OnlyFans. They want easy work, lots of money. And I mean, we all do, don't get me wrong, but it's just crazy how the mindset, and I think it's kind of coming full circle with AI generating tests. Nobody wants to be a teacher anymore because kids treat you like shit. Nobody wants to go and be the farmer, go and be the HVAC, go and be the, I work in the business. I'm very struggling to say HVAC tonight. I'm sorry about it.
I always thought it was HVAC. Is it not HVAC?
HVAC, HVAC. Okay, yeah, right. HVAC, yeah.
Same less thing. Syllables, if that helps you.
Yes. Yes. I'm just not going to say it anymore.
One of those ABC
plumbing,
boys.
All the hard jobs.
Hey, edit it's that just... out and make, hey, who, editor, make Matt sound smart.
Nope, I'm going to leave it. Going to leave it. But, yeah, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? Now that I'm just about 40, I'm like, should I have maybe done something like that? Should I still? And it's like, no, I don't want to be under people's basements doing their shit. And,
dude,
you know, doing just
in the summer in Houston, you have to go in somebody's attic because their AC doesn't work. And they spend an hour up there, dude. And
125.
They come down soaked.
Yep.
Soaked.
I have a friend who does HVAC work, and he needed my help one time. It was for a neighbor. And he's like, can you come up to the attic with me? I'm like, it's 200 degrees up there, right? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, I got you. I love you, big guy. Let's do it. So we replaced the whole fucking system up there. We were up there for like 2 hours, came downstairs with, it was a fucking rainstorm. Just our clothes were soaked.
You could not get, my buddy tried to get me into it because he owns his own HVAC company. And he was like, you should go and work. And I was like, no, bro, there's no way.
Need a bookkeeper?
Yeah, that's it, dude.
I can market. I can do books.
I'll answer phones, dude. Fuck it. That's it.
Yeah. I went into a guy the other day because the wife had a coyote with her vehicle. So we went to a local guy that does collision and repairs and all that stuff. And man, again, another hardworking, great guy. He had folders everywhere. The phone was ringing. He was on a cell phone on hold while talking to somebody while the other phone was ringing. While waiting to talk to me, and he's just like, I'll be with you in just one second. I'm like,
oh, shit.
How do you keep your cool? Like, and he was just, all right, so what's going on? Just efficient? Let's go take a look. If they answer any of these phones, I do have to talk real quick. I'm like, yeah, definitely. I understand. He goes, okay, yep, we're going to do this. I'll give you a call in like 2-3 weeks. I'll just get it going. And I'm like, just do if it was your vehicle. And he's like, yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
If he's that busy, though, that means he's making decent money. And then why not just hire a high school kid to answer phones?
Probably because they're not going to do the right thing. I don't know.
What's the minimum wage up there?
I want to say like 15, 18 bucks. Let me see.
Golly. You're rich up there. It's 725. It's 725 in Texas. Oh.
We have to think. We have New York City. So everything in New York is...
Okay.
So as of January 1st, 2024, the minimum wage in New York City and Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties is $16 per hour, while the rest of the state is $15. So it's going to increase to $16.20 in 2024 at some point, $17.20 2026. And it's going to continually go until the goal of $17 an hour is there. So $15, $13.35 cash wage, $2.65 tip credit.
Do you believe in people basing their entire life off minimum wage? Like in my head, it should be a starter job or just like a limp along while you're trying to find something that you're meant to be doing. But there's some people that live their entire life on minimum wage, you know?
They don't work just one job though. Because for me, you said it was $8.50 for you or $8.25? For me, it's eight for West Virginia.
I think it's $7.25 in Texas, right?
For me, it's $8.75 in West Virginia. Yeah.
Wow. People should. Yeah, $7.25 in Texas.
Yeah.
It raised it in 2009 and it hasn't moved.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Listen, dude, it's starter job. We stand by it. Pick yourself up by the bootstraps. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, it says it's part of the Fair Labor Standards Act or something. That's what it said there. Hey, you know what? But you got to think too, where I live in the state, again, not New York City, there's a lot of farmers. There's a lot of people that make a lot less and work a lot harder for $15 an hour. You know what I mean? And for the longest time, they would hire the Amish. Then the Amish, I guess, started, you know, getting a little more expensive, having the ability to, you know, start their own farm, start their own garden, do it all on their own where they didn't have to be the farm help. And then they now have people from other countries that are here and working very hard on their farms, from what I hear.
Wait, if you hire an Amish contractor, you said they helped you build your house, right, Goot?
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by these fucking people, so I got questions from you two. Does it take longer because they can't use power tools?
I gave them some of mine, but we're pretty much like, my house is a modular built home. So when they put it together, I had them help me build the roof because I wanted to change the pitch of it to make a living space.
Right.
So they just came one day, like, let's do this, show them the plans, like what I wanted, and like, let's fucking go.
And they use the power tools?
Yes, they use mine.
Yeah, they can't own them.
Were they like, shh.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They were so fucking happy. I'm like, you guys use my tools. And like, really? Like, this is fucking, this is 4th of July. They were so fucking happy. I'm like, you're welcome.
Oh, the Clydesdale gets a rest.
Yeah.
But when you see them get going, though, like how efficient they are with nails and hammer, like it's pretty wild.
No, I get that. I mean, but we've made it more efficient by using Thomas and Edison jizz, you know?
So. Yeah, no, it's one of the stories that I always, because they're around here, and then you have them quote things, and a lot of times they're charging you just as much, at least a couple of ones that we talk, like I'm doing an addition, just throwing it out there, being like, hey, you know, to a couple, it's not that much cheaper anymore, at least where we are. They kind of have figured out like, hey, we know what you're going to pay others, like keep us pretty close, you know what I mean? And they're starting to take in time, like, hey, it's going to take us a long ass time to get here if we're not close. And then we got to get back. Like, they kind of know it, so it's...
Yeah, but it's their fault it takes longer.
And they don't have to pay all the taxes we have
exactly, to. Exactly, dude. They're going to use that extra money to get bigger belt buckles on their hats. That's it, dude.
I didn't realize, though, that there's, like, at least in our area, there's different types of, like, Amish religions within the Amish. Like, there's some religion where you can't build a new house. You almost have to like take this old house and live in it. Then there's some that you build only new. And then the ones that are building new and living in these older ones, like they're not connected. There was this whole thing someone was trying to explain with me and I wasn't sure.
The Mennonites and then what?
Well, the Mennonites are the ones that have the cars and stuff.
Okay.
But there's different like religion, different communities, different families that almost like have nothing to do with each other, even though they're Amish. They were explaining, but I wasn't sure if they were like, actually knew what they were talking about or if they were kind of fucking with me.
The ones that we met in some small town, that they had an Amish town, and then my dad literally made my mom sit on her hands because she kept just pointing at the people on the street.
Just don't take the picture.
She wanted to so bad. They explained it like, if somebody gets married, we just add a wing onto the house and they move in.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how much that would suck?
Yeah, that would... Like have a mother-in-law suite and then it's just I mean they have some of those here where now like the Amish sheds, they're kind of turning the Amish sheds into tiny homes until they either afford or to build or buy a house, but it's getting harder and harder for the, you know, for the Amish to find the right house with a barn and all this stuff, because there's not a lot of small farms anymore. It's kind of like a couple big farms. And then when the little farm gets going or somebody passes away, then all the big farms try to buy the little farm, the land, everything. So there's only really a couple of big farms near me. Not a lot of little ones anymore.
I just came up with a business idea, guys.
Ooh.
There's got to be a lot of other people that are fascinated by these people like I am. Why wouldn't we set up like a Airbnb Amish situation? Go live with the Amish for a week or something. Just... You know, one to two people at a time. Obviously, you wouldn't want to go in groups, but that would be interesting.
What if, though, because it's probably against their religion, what if we just set up Airbnbs to live like the Amish and you set up the whole experience, but
I don't know anything about them.
But we do. And we
just
could
put, you know, it would literally be, my idea would be just put a shed in the field, go.
Survive.
I mean, it's just, I mean, you could legit have an Amish shed built like a tiny home with no power, no running water, you know what I mean? And just a lot of them, they'll take the rain gutters and they'll put it in that, you know what I mean? Or they have a hand pump. Mm-hmm. Well, you have an outhouse, so they got to go and shit in the outhouse.
But I want them to have to really experience, wake up at the crack of dawn and milk cows and fucking feed chickens and churn the butter and fucking, you know, whatever else they do.
I don't think the churn the butter is a thing, but maybe.
You don't know that. You don't know
I'm
that.
Pretty sure, I'm pretty sure.
I'm only going off that Tim Allen movie I saw where him and Christy Alley went and visited the Amish.
Yes.
You know what? I bet you if that's not a thing, that probably could, you know what I mean? People would pay thousands of dollars to live in a place that would run itself.
They do, because around me, there's Airbnbs around me that have no power, no nothing. And people, it's always constantly sold out. I'm like, if I just put like a bar in my backyard and like have fun.
Dude, the idea of going to an Airbnb shared with a person is wild. And those sell out all the time. Yeah.
So I did Google, and there is Amish Farm Stay.
God damn
which
it.
Says their whole thing is, how do they word it? Take a step back in time and experience life at a working Amish farm bed and breakfast with Amish Farm Stay in beautiful Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Is that Shroot Farms?
Shroot Farms, yeah. Pick beets all day.
There's cow, there's Amish country lodgings. Availability. Let's see the availability. Let's show
the
this.
Outfits. Do you get the outfits?
That I don't know. Let's see.
I personally think I would look good in like a black and white situation.
135 for this one. It's available. 115 for this one. These don't look like Amish houses.
Don't look like Amish homes. Yeah.
No.
This one.
There we go.
Let's click this one. This one does too. All right. Let's see the details. Sleeps up to 14 guests in 5 bedrooms, beds, 2 queens, 3 full-size and 2 air mattresses, 2 bathrooms. You got the bathroom.
Go to the one with the girl in the blue dress. That's what we're looking for right there.
Oh my God.
Sleeps 8 people, 4 bedrooms, has ground floor and bed and bath, 4 beds, 2 queen, a private lodging, 1 bathroom, working Amish farm, play area for children, 130 a night. Well, so you're looking though, AC, Wi-Fi, full kitchen.
Yeah, fuck off. Okay.
Interaction with host family. Pets are not allowed.
Oh,
that's a different kind of Amish.
I want the real deal, dude.
Yeah, like, come on now.
Give me my own horse and buggy for the week.
Oh, look.
Let's go.
What's this one?
It's the homely buff from Home Depot. Sleeps
up. Oh, AC and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Naturally.
I want to be in pain the whole time. I want to hate the Amish when I'm done with this.
See, this looks like we're getting closer. These ones.
If
you know
we could,
I mean?
Yeah. So room one, room two. Okay. So maybe it's a rent a room in an Amish house, which would be sick.
Yeah.
I want to eat, you know, dinner with grandpa.
Let's
imagine. All right,
so
stories.
This is the basic no frills Amish B&B, sleeps up to 4 guests, 2 double beds, shared bath, full breakfast, first morning, just the first morning. Then continental breakfast, also on Sundays. Amish rural property. It's a farm at $95 a night. Okay.
No Wi-Fi. Hold on.
No electrical outfits. No Wi-Fi. Plenty of interaction with host couple.
Yes.
Tours offered and shuffleboard. On Sundays, guests may have to check out early as the family does have to go to church.
Yes.
All right. Listen to this. So the Amish homestay bed and breakfast offers the most authentic Amish experience and the greatest amount of interaction with the host couple of all the lodgings. This old order Amish farmette, not a farm, offers in-home lodging with breakfast provided. And you're going to get a look at the Amish life and culture. 3-acre rural property with horse and buggy, goats, chickens, large gardens, fruit trees, barn, etc.
Let's do it, guys.
With an Amish couple.
Let's do it.
I'm in, dude.
I'm all in.
There are few lamps which run on battery power, but there are no electrical outlets. It's great lodging for guests who desire an authentic Amish experience.
How do they? Who's checking this website?
You may remit payment with a credit card or via PayPal.
How do we call them? Is there a number?
More from.
I'll call Jebediah right now.
I'm guessing it's a lodging company that I think works with them. So, I mean, it is available. What's today? It's available. I mean, all next week, the 27th of April, if anybody wants to go there. It is booked for 420. So I'm not sure how that's going to go. Euban probably has it.
There is literally no Sundays available. I thought maybe that's what I'm saying. What if I stayed like a week and a half and went to church with them? I would do that, dude.
I don't think you're allowed
experience
to
experience
that.
I'm going to kill you. Somebody fucking
you're not. $95 a day.
That's to sick, be an Amish. Dude.
That's a, you know what?
It's an experience,
we're gonna talk offline on how to make this how to make this more
I'm into this idea so bad.
All right. We're going to do the thing. But I think there's no better way to end it here. I know we all got things to do. We're gonna say our goodbyes. We're going to go start an Amish thing. And if I get this bus, maybe we'll have some Amish come over in a podcast and we'll have a live Q&A with an Amish. They probably can't be on the camera, but I feel like they could listen and talk into a mic.
We can catch them on Rumspringa.
Oh, maybe.
Dude, I would party with it. I would kill an Amish, dude. I would party with them so hard they die. Fucking rule, dude.
But they're like 16, though, I think. They're pretty young.
Yeah, but they don't have real laws, dude. They don't have real laws.
I know.
He might as well be 35. All right.
Fair.
He's lived a harder life than any of us at 16. Okay.
And they barely speak English at that point.
That's he probably can't read either. He's probably half blind because everything's candlelight. It's fucking horseshit, dude.
Battery powered lanterns. God. Man, we just came up with a $1 million idea that is apparently somewhat of a thing in Pennsylvania. I'm gonna look into this a little bit more in our area.
You're kind of into it, right?
Kind of into it. Well, I was saying that there's some land for sale near me, and I was going to potentially put a campground, but I'm kind of loving this, like, hey, let's have an Amish, what is it, commune or whatever it is?
Commune, yeah.
No, what did the people that drank all the Kool-Aid and died, what'd they have?
A cult?
No, yeah, but where'd they stay?
Oh.
What's the name of the cult, like, headquarters?
Drank all the Kool-Aid cult.
No, I know the name of that one. No, what's it called? It's like the broad term of where the cult is. Like the monks are in a monastery. The cults are in a
cul-de-sac?
Haven? Cult Haven? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's going to bother.
I'll tell you what, come back next week.
Put it in the comments.
Put it in the comments if you've made it through the entire episode. And if you have, we can't thank you enough. If you want to stay at our Airbnb, just go to the Beardlaws Amish B&B. .com. If it's not a thing yet, it probably will be, because this is going to be a thing. We're going to be millionaires. Burley, brilliant idea. Goot, thanks for being here, man. Also a brilliant idea.
Tony,
I know you're tired.
I'll fund it.
Oh, there we go. We got the money. And would it be weird if we have the Amish built? We have to have the Amish building.
They have to build it. It's got to be authentic. Yeah.
Why don't we charge people to come work with the Amish?
People would do that.
We're going to make money. We're brilliant. All right, we're not giving away any more free business ideas.
They're going to do it.
Who needs trade schools when you can have the Amish do all the work for you?
This is white slavery. This is a good thing.
The Amish AI experience. Oh, yeah, maybe that's what the AI is.
That's the episode name.
That's the AI. That's a wrap. Can't thank you guys enough, Goot Burley. You guys are awesome. Check out the Rage and Pillage podcast. Check out Goot on the Body Wrong podcast. And he's got the Instagram. We tag him on the show. Can't thank you boys enough. Go buy some merch. You'd look good in a Rage and Pillage podcast shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. We'll see you all next. Well, we won't see you, but we'll let us penetrate your ear holes again next week. Okay.
We're off the trash.
Later.
Welcome to the Triple T Podcast. We dropping knowledge like it's hot, bringing you the real talk from the streets to the block. Jazzy beats, rhymes so tight, we'll make your head nod. Triple T crew taking over the game. Y'all better applaud. Step into the cipher, feel the vibe. We got the style, representing hip hop, going the extra mile. From East Coast to West, we break it down the walls. Triple T Podcast, we here to answer the call. Triple T in the house, we bring it in heat. Spitting truth on the mic, taking rap to the street. Triple T Podcast, we keeping it real. So sit back, relax, and let us make you feel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.